They began trickling into the Voces de la Frontera headquarters at about 11 o'clock last night. People of all races and all ages clutching patterned pillows, some of them in soft blankets, ready for the long drive ahead. They gathered in a loose circle at the headquarters to hear what protest organizer Gerardo Alvarado had to say.
Everyone knows that we're going to the RNC, the Republican National Convention. It's in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a 7-hour drive. We're going to be there to protest Trump.
Alvarado is 27 and was born in Mexico, but he says his parents decided to pursue the American dream in Milwaukee when he was just a boy.
I was 6 years old, so most of my life I was raised here. I went to school here. I got married here. Individuals from my family are, you know, passing away here. This is the country where I've lived my whole life.
Alvarado considers himself an American and proud of it, but he is undocumented. He thinks Donald Trump's statements surrounding people like him, well, they're dangerous. He helped organize this protest in part so people will see he's not a drug dealer, a murderer, or a rapist.
We want to stop this rhetoric, this anti-immigrant, very racist rhetoric that's affecting how the communities feel, not only about Latinos, but Muslim individuals and our black community as well.
For some of the people here at Voces de la Frontera, there is real fear associated with the prospect of a Trump presidency. The littlest protester, Luis Flores, who is 8 and was born in Waukesha to undocumented parents, is afraid they will get sent back to Mexico. I asked him to share his biggest dream with me, and what he said sounded an awful lot like he wants a path to citizenship for his parents.
So, like, my parents have, like, papers to, like, not get deported.
Most of the people folding themselves into these Cleveland-bound vans admit they're at least a little scared to protest at the convention just a day after 3 police officers were shot to death in Baton Rouge. Voces de la Frontera Executive Director Christine Newman-Ortiz says they are acutely aware of the potential danger.
It is striking that every day there's something in the news where clearly the tension rises because of the shootings that have been occurring, both directed at police, the shootings of, you know, innocent African Americans, and also Trump's own base, which makes no secret in terms of the KKK and fascist supporters are also very dangerous.
So the protesters have been instructed not to engage and not to be provoked by anyone who might harass them. They are to stay focused on their message. The group drove off at around 1 this morning. They plan to start their protest at the Quicken Loans Arena at about noon. Gerardo Alvarado hopes all will be peaceful and their message will be heard.
Because we're not asking for a lot. We're only asking for an opportunity.
Bonnie Petrie, 89.7 WUWM.